so sorry I didn't call you back last night. The flight ended up being super late, and then when we finally got to the hotel, well, you know my boss. He put me to work right away. Oh, speak of the devil. Yes, sir. Again? We just. Yeah, I'm on the phone with him right now. Of course. Yes, sir. Right away. I'm sorry about that, babe. So we ordered some ramen for lunch, so excuse if I, you hear some, slurping, from my end for a little bit? I'm just so hungry. Why don't you tell me about your day, though? Yeah? Oh, really? Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. By the way. By the way, babe, I'm having a maid come over to help out with the housework tomorrow. Yeah. It's the same one as before. Now, baby, I know she's a pretty college-age little thing, but I better not hear anything about you trying to be pervy with her. I know how you men can be. Yep, when you're all alone with a woman, away from your wives. They all start thinking about all the things that they can get away with. And before they know it, they have another girl on her knees. With her lips wrapped around there. Well, you know what I mean. Oh, I'm just teasing you, honey. I know you'd never do anything like that, right? You're so sweet and mild-mannered. Really, the perfect man that I wanted to marry. You're not like other men. You know, men with big cocks and even bigger egos. Men who just take what they want and don't care if you're already with someone. Oh, babe, I know, I know. That was the sort of guy I was attracted to before I met you. I mean, doesn't every woman have a time in their lives where they just couldn't get enough of having big, hard cock just filling up their slappy little holes? Oh. Sorry, babe, and never mind. My point is, things are different now. You know, I have a nice guy like you with a perfectly adequate cock. This ramen is so good. Oh, I miss you too, sweetie. I'm sorry, I've been going on so many business trips lately. It's just, I think I've really shown Sir the benefits of having me accompany him. Oh, babe, do you really think that? You really think that I would spend more time with him than I do with you? Oh, come on, it's not like that at all. You know, I don't just work under him anymore. It's almost like we're partners now. You know, like when I'm home, you're my partner. And when I'm at work, I'm his partner. It's a challenging role, but he expects me to perform in many different positions for him. Honey, you know how important this is for my career. pleasing a man like him could spread open wide so many doors for me. Why? Just the other day, he had me meet with some really important clients. And he told me I had an hour to seal the deal. Then he just left me and closed the door behind him. Could you believe it, babe? He really trusted me to get the job done. Not everyone gets that sort of benefit of the doubt, you know? I mean, like, can you imagine it, honey? Just little old me in a room full of big, tough, grizzled businessmen who've been doing this for decades. I mean, they were practically on me from all sides at once. Now, let's just say there was a lot of back and forth going on across the table. Yeah, they were quite demanding of me, babe. But thankfully, there was plenty for me to work with. And Sir taught me exactly how to negotiate with men like that. You know, like, give them a little of what they want, so I could get what I want. How to hit them right where they're weak, until they were completely helpless. I mean, well, of course I landed that deal, honey. Believe me. They all came away from the room very pleased. Sir says my skills in oral persuasion are second to none. The only stipulation they requested is that I'd go over to their office once a month for a private session. Just to, you know, go over any problems that might arise. That sort of thing. Yeah. That was the night a couple weeks ago when I didn't end up coming home. Sir ended up taking me to a hotel bar to celebrate my first huge win for the company. Remember? I told you it was so swanky in there. Yeah, some of Sir's business friends were there too, along with their secretaries. It was really good to just mingle more and network, you know? Sir went off with one of the other girls for a little bit, so I was just talking to his friends. He was a pretty big deal in real estate or something, I think. He was really nice and handsome as well. I mean, pretty much all of Sir's friends are. We chatted for a while and he bought me a few drinks. They were, like, really, really strong though. My head was spinning so fast that he had to help me go to the bathroom. I don't really remember much after that point. I don't know, I'm just bending over the toilet in the stall. Holding on for dear life, I guess. And my panties were really, really warm and wet. Maybe I peed myself a little bit. Thankfully, Sir's friend was there to hold me in place the whole time. I would have probably been sprawled out on the floor if it wasn't for him. He was so nice comforting me. Telling me to hold still and just let it happen while my face was hovering over the toilet bowl. I think I probably ended up puking up most of my drink and kind of passing out. How embarrassing, right? Well, anyways, after that, Sir thought it would be a better idea if we just got a room at the hotel instead of going home. Ooh, I told you I stayed over at a friend's house? Oh, that's it. Well, I mean, the hotel was owned by Sir's friend, so it kind of was. Anyway, Sir was such a gentleman. He practically carried me in his arms into the room. Yeah, he doted all over me and apologized for leaving me alone to get that drunk. I just remember his face hovering over me, asking me if I felt good. Well, yes, he stayed in the room. He was worried about me. In any way, we always share the same room when we travel. Yep. We're staying in the same room right now. What? Does that bother you? Well, it's a little late to bring it up now. Hold on, babe. I'm trying to get ready for my meeting, so I have to just stretch over the table to get some papers. Yes, sir. You can just pull them down. I don't know what you mean, babe. I mean, didn't I just spend all this time explaining how closely me and Sir work together? Honey, I'm on call 24/7, and I need to be able to respond to take care of any of his needs immediately. If he snaps his fingers, I need to be ready to do whatever he asks for. You get it? It's just more efficient if I'm already in the same room. Oh, jeez, honey. I really didn't think you were the sort of guy to get this jealous. I mean, do you remember the last office Christmas party? Yeah, Sir was drunk and was maybe getting a little handsy. Even though he was doing it in front of everybody, you didn't say anything. Even when I took Sir to his office to, calm him down a bit, everyone else said that you were fine just sitting there by yourself. And when I came back, you seemed perfectly content. You even wiped a bit of that eggnog dripping from my lips, remember? You didn't say anything then. So, I don't understand what's up with you now. I don't really want to be the one to say it. Honey, if you get jealous at every guy that looks at me, you're just going to drown in it, sweetie. Hey now, how exactly is it my fault that other men don't exactly see you as the competition? I mean, just look at Sir. I mean, you see what kind of man he is. You know, when we do these work events, sometimes guys will try to flirt with me. All Sir has to do is step next to me, and the guy will just turn around and walk away. It's almost like they already know I've already been claimed by a bigger, stronger man. Oh my god, why are you mad, babe? I literally just said that he protects me from other men. You should be thankful to him, really. I know I am. God, maybe. Sir has done so much to further my career. You have no idea how jealous the other girls get of how much attention he gives me. I mean, sure, sometimes he'll take a newer secretary out for a long lunch. After all, he's always looking for new talent. But right now, I'm the one he's focusing his special training sessions on. Yes, special training sessions. He's always training me, babe. Always. Always finding new ways to train me. So I'm ready to go, no matter what the situation. He's even training me right now. Sweetie, these aren't lessons that I can learn in school. You know, these aren't lessons that I can learn from you either. These are lessons that I can only learn from a man who's willing to give me every inch of himself to teach me. And in return, he wants everything I can give him. Like I said, that's how it works, babe. I give him what he wants, and he gives me what I want. And we both end up satisfied. You should see the way he trains me, babe. Sir says he's never had someone learn so quickly on how to obey like me. Someone who just anticipates his every need and desires and adjusts accordingly. Mm-hmm. He says my head is always in the right place and just needs a touch of his guiding hand to really hit the spot. Mm-hmm. He loves how I'm always spread open like a book for him. Yeah. Always eagerly swallowing his lessons. He says that I relieve him of so many burdens, and I'm always ready to take a load off of him. I can't believe you right now. I'm telling you how happy I am that someone finally understands my value. And all you can think about is how jealous you are that Sir is taller than you. You're being ridiculous right now. Can't you just be happy for me once? Baby, why are you being like this? One of the things I love so dearly about you is that you're quiet and you don't like to make a fuss. Where other men would get insecure and jealous, I knew you would just swallow your pride when I did the things I needed to do to further my career. That's what I wanted in a husband. Are you unhappy with this arrangement, sweetie? Because if you want to renegotiate, I'd love to. Although, I might warn you that the terms might not be in your favor. Good, sweetie. That's good, much better. I know you didn't mean to say all those nasty things about Sir. I mean, he's behind me right now, actually. Why don't you apologize to him? I'm not joking, sweetie. Now, say, I'm sorry, Sir. I'm sorry, and I hope my wife continues to please you in every way she can. Please continue to train her until you're satisfied with her performance. And thank you for everything you've done and continue to do for our family. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, see, babe? See how nice Sir is? He says that he accepts your forgiveness. And he'll let me find some ways to make it up to him for you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of our family, babe, I have something to talk about with you. I was thinking, and I've decided, it's about time that, I think it's time that we add to it. You know what I mean. Yes, honey. I mean, I want to try and get pregnant again. Yes, I'm serious. I know we had so much trouble the first time we tried. And the doctor said your sperm weren't really, up to snuff. But I think... I just have a feeling this time that I'm going to have a much easier time getting pregnant this time around. What do you think, honey? I know you've always wanted kids, and I know how much you'd love seeing my belly just swell with a child inside. Seeing me completely bred, my tits leaking milk. Oh God. Can you just imagine it, honey? Well, I'm ovulating right now, and I still think I'll be by the time I get back. So no jerking off, sweetie. Not if you want to get a chance to impregnate me. You do want to impregnate me, don't you, honey? Good. Good. Yes. I want to be impregnated. I want to be bred. Now I have to go, honey. We have a meeting. Okay. I love you, sweetie, so much. Okay, bye. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, did I do it, Sarah? Did I pass your lesson? I called my husband and I made him listen while I sucked your cock. And then I bent over your desk and made him listen while you pulled down my panties and fucked me. Come on, sir, did I pass the test? Sir, I know you loved it, sir. You've been so hard this entire time. I can feel your cock just throb with every thrust. Now it's time for me to get what I want. And you know what I want, sir. I'm fertile and I'm ovulating. And you're going to drain your balls deep inside my unprotected womb. No condoms this weekend, sir. Yeah, just load after load of your thick, creamy cum. Straight into my womb. I know how much you love taking other men's wives. Yeah, I'm just turning them into your own personal married slut. Oh, you claim the rest of me, sir. No, please. I need you to claim my fertile womb. Yeah, just unload all of your cum into my married cunt. Yeah, put a baby in me. Please. My husband will be delusional enough to think it's his. But everyone else will know it's yours. Everyone will know that you're the one that fucked me, bred, and impregnated me. Oh, please, sir. I've been so ready. Please. I've been so ready to receive your cum like a good breeding bitch should. Yeah, just drain your balls deep inside this cheating wife's cunt. Yeah. Until my belly is full of your babies. Oh, please, sir. Sir, please come inside me. Oh, please come inside me, please. Please come inside me. Come inside me, sir, please. Yes, sir. Yes, please. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, sir. I feel your hot cum just flooding inside me. Oh, my God. Oh, my poor husband never had a chance. Oh, by the time I get back to him, he would have already knocked me up. Oh, pumping load after load of cum into my vulnerable womb. Oh, my God. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Do you think we'll have to, have time to clean up before our meeting? Or should I just pull my panties up and let your cum soak into them? Of course, sir. Time to go.